I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Hi, you're listening to Recover Girl. I'm your host, Anna David. It is a podcast where I talk to people about recovery. And now I'm doing a thing where every other week I am talking about creativity, specifically writing in recovery. And the reason that I'm doing that is that as I've started to get more into coaching writers and helping them to create their own voice and style and brand and books, I'm getting more and more questions about this. And so that is what I am here doing today. What's really frustrating is as I pressed record, I had this amazing idea for what to talk about. And as I've been talking, I'm sort of suddenly not remembering what it was, but dear God, it'll come back to me. It just came back to me. Wow. You watched that in action. This is what I was going to say. So I've been sober a while and I've been writing about my recovery for a while and I've been editing publications about recovery for a while. And so you would think that at a certain point, one would run out of topics to address and one would run out of people to interview too for a podcast. And this is sort of my recurring fear is that that's going to happen. This podcast has now been going for over 3 years. And every single time I think, well, I've just definitely run out of people who are sober, who I think would make a good guest for this podcast, 17 more people occur to me. But about this idea about sort of taking your own life and using it as material and keeping it on this topic, what's amazing to me is I don't even know how many essays I've written about that topic myself, but there's always something more. And I host a storytelling show in Los Angeles called Hammered Time, where five of us get up and we tell stories about addiction recovery. And I keep thinking, this show's been going for years. I'm going to run out of things. And then something will occur to me. I'm sitting in a meeting. I'm talking to somebody. I'm reading something. And another aspect of my recovery sort of comes to mind. Now, for years, I edited this website that I started called After Party. And we published a new essay every day, two new essays a day for a while. I had a writer, Tracy Jabala, who I think she wrote 60 or 70 stories about various aspects of her recovery and never ran out. So if you are somebody who says, well, you know, I got a couple stories in me. I don't think it's enough for a book. I don't know. I'll get really sick of the topic. I am here to tell you that it is amazing how it's sort of like that thing where the more you do something, the more you want to do it. The more you go to the gym, the more you want to go to the gym. The more you write about your own personal life and your recovery, the more you're going to have to write about. Because you start to look at, in my experience, you start to look at it with a writer's eye and you start to see what is material. And I do think this can get a little bit dangerous. I think I've gone through parts of my life where I'm sort of going, well, if I did that, that would be really good material. So I, you know, and I've had to sort of walk it back a little bit and, you know, use things as material and not do things because they'll be great material. And so my point is this, I don't have the most interesting life. You know, it's been pointed out to me that it's just not that interesting. I don't think it really matters what happens to you. I think it is all about execution. I think it is all about attitude. I think it is all about how we say things and tell things and our voice and, you know, that whole, you are the only person who can be you. So stop trying to be like somebody else. Stop trying to write like somebody else. Write like you. If you're sitting there going, well, I just don't know that my story is very interesting. I don't know that I'm very interesting. I would say it doesn't matter. I didn't have a crazy story where I ended up, you know, with a needle in my arm in a, you know, caravan I don't even know what I mean. But my point is, it doesn't matter because I have my unique point of view. And that is a lot more important than what happens. I think people are so precious about their ideas. I don't think ideas matter at all. I think it's all execution. So I have no idea if that was interesting to you, but if it was, feel free to tell me, anna@annadavid.com. If you have specific questions about recovery, about writing, about your own recovery, maybe you're not interested in writing about recovery, but you're interested in writing about something else. That's cool too. I coach plenty of people who are not interested in writing about the recovery. If you want to find out more about my coaching program, go to annadavidcoaching.com. And that is it for now. I can't wait to hear from you.